And Father, we stand in awe of who you are. We lift our hands in surrender to you, King of kings and Lord of lords. Great I am, Almighty God, our hope, our strength, and our life. Forgive us, Master. Have mercy upon us and let your grace abound as we repent for every sin, transgression, and iniquity. Anything that we've come in agreement with the voice of the stranger. Any area where we have been rebellious, associated with witchcraft. Lord, anything that we've touched in thoughts, in words, in deeds that were directed from the voice of the stranger in any way. Please, Master, wash our spirit, soul, and body, our members and memories, our flesh, with the blood of Christ, filling us with your spirit that we may be one with you as we welcome you, Holy Spirit. Please, come, teach us. Open our eyes to see you, our ears to hear you, and our hearts to receive. Let the anointing and the power and glory of your love and your presence break every yoke of bondage. Set the captives free and fill us with boldness, more wisdom, more knowledge, more understanding, more revelation, more of you and less of us as we commit to you our lives as a living sacrifice. Oh, what an honor it is to surrender all to you and be severed from the affairs of this world, that we may walk in freedom and joy and peace, and that your kingdom would be manifested in us and through us, and that the spirit of unity and like-mindedness would be established to each and every one here tonight. As your word goes forth to each and every one, that by the stripes of Jesus, ye be made whole. In Jesus' name. And everybody said amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Give somebody a hug. Tell them this is your night to die. How's everybody tonight? Are you blessed and highly flavored? Go ahead, lift your hands to heaven and get a drink. I don't like to be the only drunk at a place. There is two other teachings that we've had. It's called spiritual credibility and spiritual stability. They are essential, and I believe that they'll be a part of tonight's teaching. They're essential. Spiritual credibility and spiritual stability. Oh, we need that. How many of y'all know we're in the last days? I'm glad a couple of you know. Praise God. How many of y'all know we're in the last days, man? Praise God. Would you mind turning to Ephesians chapter 1, please? God is good when? All the time. Yes, he is. All the time. You know, there's such awesomeness in praising and worshiping the Lord. You know, the Bible says that the Father searches those who will worship him in truth and spirit. And, you know, and that's an area where we just want to give him all. It's an opportunity to say, thank you, and I love you, and I surrender to you. You know. In Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 3, would you read it with me? Blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ. Oh, hallelujah. Just as he what? Chose us in him before what? The foundation of the world, that we should be what? Holy and without blame before him in love. Having predestined us to the adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise and the glory of his grace, by which he made us accepted in the beloved. Now, this is very powerful because it says that you and I have already been blessed with every spiritual blessing. In other words, you and I have access to everything. Everyone say, I have access to everything. To maintain a life that is holy and without blame before God in love. See, everything's available for me and you. He's granted us wisdom, understanding. Wisdom, understanding. revelations. He's granted us these things that we may understand the mystery of His will. Everyone say the mystery of His will. Amen. Right. And this is according to His counsel. Has everybody got it? In other words, He chose us. We didn't. He chose us. And He chose us for each and every single one of us in this room. So that everything would bring glory to His name. Now, there's something that happens here. Because you have accepted it and you have obeyed it. Because you've accepted it and you have obeyed. In other words, you've accepted it and you said, yes, now I'm doing it. You get sealed. And you get sealed with the Holy Spirit. Is everybody with me? Let's continue on. Read verse 7. In Him we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of His grace, which He made to abound toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known to us the mystery of His will, according to His good pleasure, which He purposed in Himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times, He might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, in Him. In Him also we have what? Obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of Him who works all things according to the counsel of His will, that we who first trusted in Christ should be to the praise of His glory. In Him you also trusted after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession to the praise of His glory. See, so when you accepted it, you obeyed it, you were sealed. You were sealed with what? The Holy Spirit. In other words, what happens here? He gave you the seal of His approval. It's like an application. He gave you the seal of His approval to train you. Has everybody got it? He gave you the seal of approval. In other words, you filled out an application and a job, you get a seal of approval to come in and work, right? Well, it's the same thing in the kingdom. When you accepted what He just said here, He said, you're blessed with every spiritual blessing. You've got access to everything. Can you accept it? Yeah. Can you accept that Jesus paid the price for you on the cross and all of these things are available for you? Yes. Good. Can you accept that it's a counsel, God's counsel, His will for you to have access to all things that you can live a holy life, a blameless life, and walk before Him in truth and spirit and in power? Can you accept that? If you can, you are sealed for approval to be trained according to His will. Has everybody got it? But there's something you must do. You must accept it and obey it. Go to James 1. James chapter 1. That means you'd be willing to do whatever it takes. So you've been approved. It's called the seal of approval. So you've been sealed. You've been approved to be trained. So you're in Holy Ghost boot camp, man. Officers training school. What for? To become a warrior. You're training for reigning, aren't you? Amen, to become a warrior so that we can walk in the third dimension, so that we can kick butt on the devil, so we can rescue souls. It's all about training. But there's a price to pay. Anybody know that price? Die, yes. You're going to have to die to yourself. It's not butt ministry, it's death ministry. And James chapter 1 and verse 12, is everybody there? James chapter 1 and verse 12. Would you all read it with me? Blessed is the man who what? Endures temptation. For when he has been what? Approved, he will receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to those who what? To those who what? Love Him. Now I want you to get this right here, because He said that those who endure temptation, all right, they've been approved to receive. Okay, it says the crown of life, but I want you to look at something deeper. It's called the seal of approval. Everyone say the seal of approval. Why? Because He endured what? Temptation. That was a test, wasn't it? And God seals you as approval. See, your focus and my focus in our life as a believer, in things that God gives us, it's to be sealed as approval. So we have been sealed with approval. And we'll talk a little bit more about this. Let's go a little bit deeper. In verse 13, let no one say when he is tempted, I am tempted by God, for God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he himself tempt anyone. But each one is tempted when he is what? Drawn away by his own desires and enticed. Then when a desire is conceived, it gives birth to sin. Now sin means presence of evil. So when you come in agreement, when you've been enticed and you said, okay, well, you didn't commit it yet. You still came in agreement with it. The presence of evil has access to you. And it says, when the desire is conceived, it gives birth to sin. And sin, when it is full grown or matured, brings forth death. Do not be deceived, my beloved brethren. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadowing of turning. Of his own will he brought us forth by the word of truth, that we might be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. In other words, he wants you to be acknowledged as his child. He wants to put on you the seal of approval. So everybody got this? The seal of what? Approval. So blessed is he who endures temptations. In other words, the devil comes to test you, doesn't he? He comes to tempt you, but God uses it for a testing. Now, God isn't going to tempt you. The devil will. But God will sit back and watch and see what you do. But it says, blessed is he who endures temptation. Why do we have to endure temptation? Because we're being tested. We're tested for approval. When you receive the crown of life, it's called the seal of approval, which is the blessing of obedience. Everyone say, the seal of approval is a blessing of obedience. Now, ungodly desires is a corruptible seed. It's something that the enemy likes to impart in us. And when we agree with those things, what happens is it becomes conceived. And then what happens is it gives birth unless we get rid of it quickly. And if we allow it to grow and mature, we'll end up causing problems in our life. And unless we get rid of it, I mean, it could cause death. Now, why would something like that happen to an individual? And I'm going to share why. Because they didn't maintain the pathway of discipline. Has everybody got it? Because why? They did not maintain the pathway of discipline. Because you know, the pathway of discipline will bear fruit to what? Anybody remember? Obedience, which bears fruit to authority, which bears fruit to dominion, which bears fruit to victory, which bears fruit to freedom. And the Bible says where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's what? Freedom. So you got to understand, when you've gone through those stages and you're bearing, and those fruits are bearing, starting to bear, each thing is bearing its fruit, then you are sealed for approval. Has everybody got it? So no matter what God gives you to do, you must go through those areas. You must be disciplined. Discipline will birth or bear fruit to obedience. Right? Obedience will bear fruit to what? Authority. Authority will bear fruit to dominion. Dominion will bear fruit to victory. And victory will bear fruit to freedom. And when you go through those things that God has given you to do, he puts his seal of approval on you. Does everybody got it? You know, people go to college, right? And they get, and they learn things and so forth. And whether you're an attorney or a doctor or whatever, and they go through years of testing and so forth, and then they get a certificate. In other words, they've got a seal of approval that they can practice this. I don't know if they all got God's seal of approval, but they got the world's seal of approval anyways, amen? So do you understand it? Same thing if you go to an architect and you're going to have a home built or something or a structure built. Everybody has specific guidelines, don't they? I mean, basically, some of the zoning might be a little bit different in certain areas and counties, but it's still the specific same guidelines and structure. You still have to have so many things done in a foundation, depending on how much you're putting on the foundation. So an architect will know these things, or a designer will know these things, and when they begin to put this together, they're under all the same law. They're the same rule, the same basics. And when they put this together, what they do is they put their seal of approval on it. And once somebody sees the seal of approval on it, they can agree with it.
They don't have to go back and check all kinds of things all the time. Do you understand that? And that's what God wants to put on you, is his seal of approval in preparation for what he is doing in your life. How many of y'all want the seal of approval? Amen. Praise God. Go to Psalm 17. Psalm 17. See, there are people that are out there that have not received God's seal of approval in doing things. Are you listening? And what happens is it usually crumbles. Or it's works of the flesh. See, but we want God's seal of approval in every area of our life. And certain things he gives you to do, you must be disciplined. Why? Because the end result is you have his seal of approval. When you have a seal of approval, he moves you to something else. In Psalm 17 and verse 3, what does the psalmist say? This is a prayer of David. It said, "You have tested my heart. You have visited me in the night. You have tried me and have found nothing. I have purposed that my mouth shall not," what? "Transgress concerning the works of men. By the word of your lips, I have kept away from the path of the destroyer. Uphold my steps in your paths, that my footsteps may not slip." So we see here, God tested David right here. This was a prayer. David was going through testing. And one of the things that God was doing is he was being tested. What was he testing? He was testing David's purpose. Remember, David said, "You have what? You have tested my what? I have purpose that my mouth shall not what? Transgress." So God was testing David's purpose. He was checking what his purpose, what his motive was. In other words, he was crying out. He's saying, "Listen, you've tested me. I've made sure that I purposed in my heart that I'm not going to say something I shouldn't." So God tested, visited, and tried David to check his purpose for his approval. For whose approval? God's approval. See, he'll check your purpose. He'll check your motive. He'll see what's going on. Why are you doing what you're doing? What is truly, you know, many people don't realize, and it's amazing how many people don't realize, because many people like to use God, and God knows that a person is using him. They claim to be believers, but they're really not believers. They just there to do whatever they want to do or to get something from God. But the end result is they're going to get something from God. But that's between them and God. But they're not going to get what they want from God. Let me tell you that. So there's things that God is going to check your purpose. What's your purpose? What's your motive? Go to Matthew 24. Matthew 24. 24 and 45. Matthew 24, verse 45. Seal of approval. Who then is what? Faithful. Who then is what? Faithful. Let me ask you this. Would you get your seal of approval if you didn't show up on time at work? No. Because if you can't do it in a natural world, you can't. God can't trust you in the spirit. Has everybody got it? What about if you say things and you don't do them? Can you get God's approval? No. Why? Because one of the things is you're earning God's trust. When you have earned God's trust in something, he gives you the seal of approval. And he says, "This is what I'm going to allow to do this." Does everybody get this? You earn. Trust is earned. And he's looking for people that are faithful. He's looking for people that are sold out, that are totally committed. He loves, I'm telling you, he's got a whole warehouse of a seal of approvals. He wants to slap them on all of his kids' heads. Who then is a faithful and wise servant whom his master made ruler over his household to give them food in due season? Blessed is that servant whom his master, when he comes, will find so doing. Assuredly, I say to you that he will make him ruler over all of his goods. But if the evil servant says in his heart, "My master is delaying his coming," and begins to beat his fellow servants and to eat and drink with the drunkards, the master of that servant will come on a day when he is not looking for him and at an hour that he's not aware of, and will cut him in two and appoint his portion with the hypocrites. there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. That's called outer darkness. Those are called hypocrites. Hello. So God will not put a seal of approval on a hypocrite. So we see here that he's looking for faithful servants or stewards that would handle the things of God. But let me share with you, if you're not handling the things in the natural realm, there's no way you're going to correctly. You will not handle the things of God correctly. And that's one of the areas where he tests us. He tests you in your finances. He tests you in your giving. He tests you in your tithing. He tests you in every area. And especially in the area of whether you're helping. Amen? Whether you're a giver or just a taker. He knows exactly where we are and where we stand. He knows our motive. He knows our desires. There isn't anything hidden from God. And believe me, he will bring you through so that everything is tested before you receive the seal of approval. Too many people won't wait. They go out and do whatever. And they don't have God's approval. And they open themselves up to a lot of things. One of them is witchcraft and not even knowing it. But praise God. Let's go a little further. Psalm 15. Psalm 15. Let's start at verse 1. Lord, who may abide in your tabernacle and who may dwell in your holy hill, he who what? Walks uprightly. Glory. And works righteousness and speaks the truth in his heart. He who does not backbite with his tongue, nor does evil to his neighbor, nor does he take up a reproach against his friend, in whose eyes a vile person is despised, but he honors those who fear the Lord. He who swears to his own hurt and does not change, he who does not put out his money at usury, nor does he take a bribe against the innocent. He who does these things shall never be moved. In other words, this is a requirement where God says, you're willing to abide? You want to come into my place? Nobody gets in there without a seal. He says, you want to maintain presence, my presence in your life? You want to come in my most holy place? These are things that you are required to do, and I'll seal you. And that seal will allow you into this place. Are you listening? It's called a seal of approval. To what? To get to the throne. To get to certain things in his presence. Believe me, many people are trying to get to God. They want a touch from God. They want to get delivered, healed, and all kinds of things. But there's still things that they're doing that is not approved by God. And God is waiting on them to make that change. And they wonder why everybody else is getting blessed. And they wonder why all kinds of things are happening to everybody else. And what's what? Why? Because here's a guideline right here. He says, listen, you will receive my seal of approval to enter into my place in fellowship with me. But there's a guideline for that. And everything. You know, God says, if you do this, I'll do that. The Bible says, if you'll draw near to me, I'll draw near to you. And everything, there is a price. Jesus paid the price and he passed the price down on us. But he paid the ultimate price. Now, your price and my price is to deny ourselves every area, every day, and in everything. Go to 1 Peter 5. 1 Peter chapter 5. In verse 6. Would you read it, please? Therefore what? Humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. How many of y'all really know that God really does care for you? I mean, this isn't just some kind of fable, you know. It's not a myth. He really does. You know, some people think, well, man, God doesn't really, you know, God only helps those who help themselves. Well, that person's an idiot and doesn't know God at all. Because God only desires that you cooperate with him. You cooperate with him and he does the rest. And it's awesome to watch his hand move and the things that he does in people's lives and in your own life by just cooperating with him. So he says, listen, cast your cares upon me, will you? Cut it out. Quit trying to work in the flesh. Just cast them upon me. I'll take care of it. I'll show you what to do. Just cooperate with me. I got it. You know, everybody wants to fix their own stuff. And there's a lot of stuff in that closet. You need to unload the closet and just, you know, get a U-Haul, bring it to the throne, and say, Lord, it's all yours. Praise God. Therefore, humble yourselves in the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. Casting your care upon him, for he cares for you. Be what? Sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he can what? Devour. You know what he's looking for in your life? Places where you've not been sealed. Where you've not been what? Sealed. See, there, you and I are, there's going to be a seal of approval on all kinds of things in our life. And the devil's looking for the places that are not sealed. Or he's trying to convince you to remove a seal. It says, verse 9, resist him what? Steadfast in the faith. Knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world. So everybody goes through it. No matter what. But may the God of all grace, who called us to his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you what? After you what? After you suffered a while. After you what? Praise God. Everybody loves to suffer a while, right? I got one hand. Praise God. After you have suffered a while, perfect, establish, strengthen, and what? Settle you. What's he trying to get to you? A seal of approval. See, everybody got it? See, but the devil comes up with anxiousness. Yo, you need to fix this right away. It's called fear. The Bible says God's not given us a spirit of fear, but power, love, and sound mind. See, when the devil begins to see God trying to seal you with his approval in certain areas, the devil will come and try to mislead you, cause you to fear, cause you to compromise, and cause you to approve things that are not of God. And either if you have a seal and you do those, that seal will be removed. Has everybody got it? You're either getting a seal or losing a seal. Or you're maintaining a seal. Hallelujah. I wouldn't want to leave that one out. So he's looking for us to get stable, settle, so that we're not easily moved. That's how you get seals. He knows no matter what. He knows those that he has sealed. He has tried them. He's done everything. He knows that that person is not going to move in that circumstance. No matter what it is. How about Job? Was he sealed? Well, what makes us different than Job? Nothing. Hello. Job got tried, didn't he? He got tested. Man, did he get tested. But see, God had his seal of approval on him, and then he used him to attack Satan. See, Job actually attacked Satan. How did he attack him? He attacked him by staying upright. He didn't get moved. Wouldn't you want God to say, listen, haven't you considered my servant, Rosemary, Dean, Katie, whoever? Believe me, when you have been sealed by God's approval, with the seal of approval, he's going to use you to get to Satan and allow you to be tempted. Allow certain things to happen in your life so that he knows that you will not move, because Satan hates it when a believer can't be moved. He hates it. That's how you get to him. He runs away with his tail between his legs. Hallelujah. Go to 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 14. 2 Timothy chapter 2. So that's why when God gives you things again, you be disciplined. Discipline will produce obedience, right? Obedience will produce authority. Authority will produce what? Dominion. Dominion will produce victory. Victory will produce freedom, and the freedom will bring the seal. Glory. Hallelujah. 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 14, read it with me. Remind them of these things, charging them before the Lord not to strive about words to no profit, to the ruin of the hearers. Be what? Diligent to present yourself, what? Approved to God. A worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. But shun profane and idle babblings, for they will increase to more ungodliness. Does everybody see that? So what's he saying? Listen, I want you, he's telling us about being approved to God by rightly dividing his word, by understanding his word. Because there are many people out there that are preaching the word and don't have understanding. Does everybody get it? Anybody ever preach something and you said, man, what is that? I mean, it didn't even make sense. It wasn't even there, what was being preached. There wasn't the right understanding there. Remember, without the Holy Ghost, you won't understand what this word is saying. Because he is the author. Let's go a little further. And verse 17. And their message will spread like cancer. Simeas and Phileas are of this sort. We have strayed concerning the truth, saying that the resurrection is already past, and they overthrow the faith of some. Nevertheless, the solid foundation of God stands, having what? Having what? This seal, it is a seal of approval. The Lord knows those who are his. Why? Because you've been sealed with the approval. Because you've been tried and you've been tested. Let everyone who names the name of Christ depart from iniquity. But in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and silver, but also of wood and clay, some for honor and some for dishonor. Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from the latter, he will be a vessel for honor, sanctified and useful for the master, prepared for every good work. Flee also youthful lusts, but pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace with those who call on the Lord out of a, what? A pure heart. But avoid foolish and arrogant disputes, knowing that they generate strife. And a servant of the Lord must not quarrel, but be gentle to all, able to teach, patient in humility, correcting those who are in opposition, if God perhaps will grant them repentance, so that they may know the truth and that they may come to their senses and escape the snare of the devil, having been taken captive to do the devil's will. Does everybody see this? So you and I are approved to God, knowing the word of truth. We have been sealed. Sealed. It is the seal of approval to even preach the gospel of Christ. Has everybody got it? There's an area. He said, not many of you be teachers, because the judgment is worse. Hello? But God is raising up teachers. Everybody in this room is called to be a teacher. If you're in this ministry, you are called to be a teacher. Why? God is going to place his seal of approval upon you in every area. Why? Because you have the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit knows all things and will guide you to all things. If you're in fellowship with the Holy Spirit. Has everybody got it? Man, I remember one time I was with this prayer group, and there was a sign on this at this building that said, learn the book of Revelation. And I was a baby in Christ. I'm thinking, man, I want to go there. So I went there, and everything they taught was totally incorrect. And I was a baby in Christ and knew in my spirit, because the Holy Spirit was teaching me while they were trying to teach it. And I would raise my hand and ask a question, and they would look at me. And after two or three times, they ignored me. So after the class, I would was sitting there talking with someone. We started going over what they were teaching. And I mean, it was totally wrong. And I'm thinking, man, you know, I don't know the book of Revelation. I didn't know it then real good. And I'm thinking, but I know what they're teaching is wrong. This is incredible. This is not right. Because it was, they were exalting angels in certain things. And I'm not going to go into the type of denomination it was. But they lure many people into their denomination by telling them that they know the book of Revelation. So the Lord made me stay there. And the 10 people I was with, he cut them loose after about two or three visits. And I kept saying, can I go now? And he said, no. And about 2 or 3 weeks later, he said I could leave there. And when I did, I went and got involved into a place, and they were getting ready to go into the same bondage. And the Holy Spirit said, that's why I kept you there, so you know what the religious bondage is here. Now, tell them what the truth is. You know, because they were getting ready to change over their whole church and start having the Sabbath on Saturday. And, And they're telling people, look, if you don't have the Sabbath on the Saturday, you're going to hell. I'm thinking, man, here we go again. First you didn't know the book of Revelation, and you're trying to tell all these people this stuff, and now you're telling people they're going to go to hell Saturday. And I mean, if they don't... they're going to hell on Saturday. They're going to hell if they don't worship God on Saturday, which they don't even worship anyways, you know. I thought, wow, Lord, you had me sit there all these weeks in this class to learn this of what not to do. In other words, because he was sharing with me, this is another area of deception. And they did not have his seal of approval. I thought, this is awesome. So anyways, the people that were getting ready to try and start up all this stuff and whatever, they got rebuked and put in position. Because our Jesus is the Lord of the Sabbath. Every day for me and you is the Sabbath. Why? Because the Sabbath is a representation of rest. You're resting in Christ because you have a personal relationship. You just don't meet him on Saturdays. Well, while we're here, let's go to James chapter 1 again. James chapter 1 and verse 2. You might know this verse by now. In verse 2, would you all read it with me, please? My what? Brethren, count it all joy when you fall into... Didn't say if, did it? Didn't say, count it all joy, just in case. You know, there's a real possibility that you might fall into a trial. No, there's a guarantee you will fall into a trial. There is no if, ands, or buts. If you're going to get sealed for approval, you're going to get into a trial. But he says something. Now, God's going to check this out on you. He's going to see if you're going to count it joy. You're going to be a miserable complainer and blame everybody else for your stuff. Hello? My brethren, count it all joy. Everybody say, count it all joy. When you fall in into those trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces what? Patience. They need to put death there. But let patience have its what? Perfect work. That you may be what? Perfect and complete, lacking what? Nothing. Now, remember what we talked about, that you and I are blessed with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places? See, that approval is going to allow you access. Does everybody get it? See, even though that we're blessed with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places, doesn't mean, I mean, we have access to them, but it doesn't mean we're going to get released. He's not going to release every one of them until you've been approved. Now, would you give your 3-year-old child keys to your car? Hello? And don't say, well, if we lived in a big farm, and forget that. You know, that child's got to earn it. And you and I are earning things of God. Everything is available for me and you. There isn't anything that God doesn't want to give you. He wants to give you everything. But you got to have a key. And the key is the seal of approval to get certain things from God. He will run you through things. Starts with discipline. And ends with freedom. And certain things in your life, you get the seal of approval. Now you got access to it. And you're not to be proud about it. Yeah, man, I got access to it. No. It's staying an area of staying humble. Staying humble. God will begin to release things to you that will blow your mind. He'll begin to impart things to you. All kinds of things. Visit you in dreams. I'm telling you, depending on how you handle it. See, he checks you out first to see what you're going to do with it. And he sees if you're going to be disciplined and follow it through. He sees you're going to be victorious. You're willing to battle. And then he seals you. 1 Peter chapter 4. But he wants to make sure you're going to do it with all joy. 1 Peter 4. Discipline, obedience, oh glory. Authority. All those wonderful attributes. 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 1. Would you read it with me? Therefore, since Christ suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves also with the what? Same mind. In other words, he wants you to be like-minded. You will always be tested on the like-mindedness of Christ. For he who has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin, that he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh for the lust of men, but for the what? Will of God. For we have spent enough of our past lifetime in doing the will of the Gentiles, when we walked in lewdness, lust, drunkenness, revelries, drinking parties, and abominable idolatries. In regard to these, they think it's strange that you don't run with them in the same flood of dispensation. What? Speaking what? Evil. In other words, listen, man. They think it's strange that you no longer do the same things you used to do with them. In fact, they're waiting for you to fall. They're waiting for you to go back the way you used to. These are people you used to know from your past or whatever, you know. I remember some of my family members, and so they were still waiting for me to go back. In fact, some of them still are waiting for me to go back. They still can't believe that God did this. They still can't believe that God restored my wife and myself. And it's been 16 years now. They don't even want to hang around, man. You kidding? The thing is now they're afraid of being accountable. So what they want to do is they say, oh, no, stay away. Stay away from them, guys seeing God. And his wife is brainwashed. Praise God, she got brainwashed. We all needed brainwashing, didn't we? We need to wash the old brain away and get a new one. You know, but in this, people begin to look at you. It's strange. And especially when you begin to grow. And as you begin to grow, people will be jealous that you're growing. But you cannot let that affect you at all. It's your walk with God, not theirs. Praise God. Hopefully their jealousy will turn them over and want more of God. Instead of trying to cause you to stumble. You know, some people are just waiting for you to blow it. So they can say, I told you so, you were faking it. No. But if you stand strong and you're really sold out and committed, I'm telling you, when God begins to seal you, things are going to begin to change tremendously and rapidly. Is everybody okay? Hallelujah. Good. Verse 5. For they will give an account to him who is ready to judge the living and the dead. For this reason the gospel is preached also to those who are dead, that they might be judged according to the men in the flesh, but live according to God in the Spirit. So the Lord wants us to be like-minded with Christ. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. We'll start at verse 1. 1 Thess, chapter 2, verse 1. For yourselves know, brethren, that our coming to you was not in vain, but even after we had suffered before and were spitefully treated at Philippi, as you know, we were bold in our God to speak to you the gospel of God in much conflict. For our exhortation did not come from error or uncleanliness, nor was it in deceit. But as we have been approved, everyone say approved, by God to be entrusted with the gospel, even so we speak not as pleasing men, but God who tests our hearts. Yes. So they were approved by God to be entrusted with the gospel. Does everybody understand that? Let me share this with you that, again, many individuals are out there in the area of preaching the gospel for gain. Selfish gain. And those are the ones that hurt the kingdom of God. Because their purpose is the collection of money. So they'll use gifts and they'll preach to collect money. And they hurt the kingdom of God because many times people go, well, man, that's all they're doing is asking for money. And when you do need money for something, for a specific cause, many people are still, oh, man, they're asking for money. We're not going to pass a bucket. But in reality, people have wrong motives in that. And I remember I ran into a preacher, and I thought he was, I mean, he seemed like a sweet man and this and whatever, and we went over and did something for him at his house, and I was young in Christ, and he was on the phone, and he was bragging about how he could preach to somebody on the phone, and I was listening to him. I'm thinking, whoa. And he said, yeah, I'm pastoring at this one place, but I put out resumes to all these other places, and I'll take the highest bidder. I thought, whoa. That's wrong motive. I thought, well, where's God sending you? Not where you want to go. But his whole concern was about money. And I'm telling you, he did not have God's seal of approval. And I knew it in my spirit. And when I heard that, it grieved me so badly. I thought, because I didn't know, being a baby in Christ, you know, here I was, born again, saved, on fire for God. Yes, let's go do something for Jesus and whatever. Who cares about money? Let's just go do it. And here this guy was, I mean, it really grieved my spirit. Because I didn't think that people were like that in the body of Christ. Boy, did I find other things after a while. Hallelujah. But to God be the glory. Let's go to chapter 4 and verse 1. Finally then, brethren, we urge and exhort in the Lord Jesus that you should abound more and more, just as you received from us how you ought to walk and to please God. For you know, wait a minute. How you what? Ought to walk and to what? Please God. For you know what commandments we gave you through the Lord Jesus. For this is the will of God, your what? Sanctification. God will always check out your sanctification. He wants to know if you're really his. For this is the will of God, your sanctification, that you should abstain from sexual immorality, that each of you should know how to possess his own vessel in sanctification, in honor, not in passion of lust, like the Gentiles who do not know God. In other words, now you're to express yourself as knowing God. And how you respond, how you dress, and certain other areas in your life. How you speak to people, how your conduct is. They'll know whether you know God or not. Not in passion of lust like the Gentiles who do not know God, that no one should take advantage of or defraud his brother in this matter. Because the Lord is the avenger of all such, as we also forewarned you and testified. For God did not call us to uncleanliness, but in what? Holiness. Therefore, he who rejects this does not reject man, but God, who has also given us his Holy Spirit. So God is going to check out how you possess your body, how you are sanctified. And he wants to honor you with the seal of approval. He wants to know what your ethics are. If you're staying humble. Does everybody understand? He will test all of these areas in our lives. And when he gets ready to do something else in your life, you go through the same testings again until you get the seal of approval. Then he brings it to pass. Is everybody okay? Proverbs 15. I think my wife told me one time about a woman when she went to a nursing school about a preacher's daughter that was in school with her. And everybody else studied, and my wife studied hard, and this woman didn't study. And her philosophy was, well, if God wanted me to be a nurse, he would just give me the answers I need on the test. Well, she failed. I mean, hello. And she didn't become a nurse. I don't know what she became. And my wife was telling me the story, and it goes in the area of discipline, right? So when God gives you something to do, you do it. And you continue to do it. Why? Because discipline will keep you in that path. And as you stay in that path, you will change. Something's going to happen. You'll become obedient. Right? Then authority will be granted and so forth. Until finally, freedom will come and you will get the seal of approval. So even individuals that are becoming nurses and so forth, they're being qualified, aren't they? They're being qualified. That qualification is a seal of approval. No matter what it is, whether you're a professional tennis player or you're a professional football player, whatever, no matter what it is, there is a seal of approval that you have earned because you started off with discipline. And it's in everyday life. But see, even in everyday life here, it's no different than walking with the Lord. We must earn His trust. And when the seal of approval comes, He brings it to pass. Turn to Proverbs 15, please. Proverbs 15, verse 26. The thoughts of the wicked are an abomination to the Lord, but the words of the pure are pleasant. He who is greedy for gain troubles his own house, but he who hates bribes will live. The heart of the righteous studies how to answer. I'd say that's discipline, isn't it? But the mouth of the wicked pours forth evil. The Lord is far from the wicked, but He hears the prayer of the righteous. When you all know God tests to see if you pray every morning. If you're an individual that does not pray, you won't receive any seal. If prayer is not a priority in your life, you don't get seals. It doesn't work that way. Is everybody okay? Verse 30. The light of the eyes rejoices the heart, and a good report makes the bones healthy. The ear that hears the rebukes of life will abide among the wise. He who disdains instruction despises his own soul, but he who heeds rebuke gets understanding. The fear of the Lord is the instruction of wisdom, and before honor is humility. Humility. Now, humility has to do with submitting, denying yourself, staying humble, no bucking, just bowing, willing to do whatever it takes. 2 Corinthians 10. 2 Corinthians 10. In verse 14, Paul writes to the Corinthians and he says, "For we are not overextending ourselves as though our authority did not extend to you." In other words, he was not misusing his authority. "For it was to you that we came with the gospel of Christ, not boasting of things beyond measure, that is in other men's labors, but having hope that your faith is increased, we shall be greatly enlarged by you in our sphere, to preach the gospel in regions beyond you, and not to boast in another man's sphere of accomplishment. But he who glories, let him glory in the Lord. For not he who commends himself is approved, but whom the Lord," what? "Commends." Does everybody see that? Who the Lord, what? Commends. Not, in other words, Paul was saying, listen, I have not overextended my authority. I brought my authority because I've not been approved by man. I've been approved by God to do what I do. Do you remember when they asked Jesus that? Who gave you the authority to do that? And Jesus turned around and shot back a question to them. Of course, they didn't know how to answer it. And Jesus said, "My authority comes from above." And they spoke in how Jesus had all of this authority. They couldn't understand how could somebody come with so much authority. Well, you got to remember, it says that he learned obedience by his suffering. So everybody got it. As a child, he learned. He disciplined himself all the way up. He went through the same stuff you and I did. Although he wasn't like me, I can tell you. Hallelujah. He was disciplined. I wasn't. I got disciplined, but I wasn't disciplined. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 12. I know you'll love this one too. "Beloved, do not think it strange concerning the" what? "Fiery trial, which is to" what? "Try you." "As though some strange thing had happened to you." Man, I just don't get it why I'm going through all this stuff. Hello? Do you want a seal or not? as though some strange thing happened to you. But rejoice, hallelujah, I'm dying, to the extent that you partake of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory is revealed, you may also be glad with exceeding joy. If you are insulted or reproached for the name of Christ, blessed are you, for the Spirit of glory and of God rests upon you. On their part, he's blasphemed, but on your part, he's glorified. But let none of you suffer as a murderer, a thief, an evildoer, or as a busybody in other people's matters. Yet if anyone suffers as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God in this matter. For the time has come for judgment to begin at the house of God. And if it begins with us, what will be the end of those who do not obey the gospel? Oh, hallelujah. So we want to be partakers of his suffering. Go to 2 Peter chapter 1. So don't get goofy or strange. I can't believe this is... You know how many times has the devil told you you're the only one it's happening to? Why only me? How come this always happens to me? Because God's trying to get you a seal. Hopefully that's it. Either that, you're touching unclean things and you're messing up and opening the door and you're not disciplined and doing what you're supposed to do. In 2 Peter chapter 1, start with verse 1. Simon Peter, bondservant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who have obtained what? Like precious faith with us by the righteousness of our God and Savior Jesus Christ. Grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. As his divine power is given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness, through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue, by which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you may be what? Partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. In other words, God has granted us, like precious faith, to partake of the divine nature. Yes. Say, I have the divine nature. Good, now use it. 1 John chapter 5. 1 John chapter 5. Is everybody okay? You're getting this, right? How many of y'all going through a trial? If anybody in here is not going through a trial, make sure you see me. In verse 1. Whoever believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And everyone who loves him, who begot, also loves him, who is begotten of him. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and what? Keep his commandments. Is that discipline? Yeah. For this is the love of God that we what? Keep his commandments. And his commandments are not burdensome. Whoa. They're not what? Burdensome. Now, he's not talking about the Ten Commandments. He's talking about the commandments that he gives you, what he tells you to do. Has everybody got it? The Spirit now releases commandments to me and you. They are commands that he says to do. In verse 4. For whatever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Who is he who overcomes the world but he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? Ooh, go to verse 18 while we're here. We know that whoever is born of God does not what? Sin. But he who has been born of God keeps himself, and the wicked one does not... Why didn't the wicked one touch him? It's got a seal of approval. Oh, glory. Can't touch this. Do-do-do-do. We know that we are of God, and the whole world lies under the sway of the wicked one. And we know that the Son of God has come and has given us an understanding that we may know him who is true, and we are in him who is true, in his Son Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. Little children, keep yourselves from what? Idols. You want to because people exchange seals for idols. Remember, the devil's always going to try to get you to give up your seal. It's our responsibility to maintain them by being disciplined. And 1 Corinthians chapter 4. 1 Corinthians chapter 4. Now remember, you've already got the seal of approval to be trained. So you must allow the Spirit to train you. So that's why everybody's going through stuff. You're being trained. Again, hopefully that's why you're going through stuff. Either that or you're opening yourself up to areas of demonic activities or whatever. You're opening doors up that you could be going through stuff, touching unclean things and so forth. Remember, it's important to be sanctified, separated unto God. The Lord says, come out from among them and don't touch anything unclean. And then I will receive you as my child. And that's sanctification, coming out from among them. And 1 Corinthians chapter 4, in verse 1, would you read it? Let a man so consider us as what? Servants of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Now, I want to share something with you, which is important. Because as God is sealing us for approval, one of the things that you want to be approved of in the area is being a servant to the anointing. You want to be approved as being a servant to the anointing and a steward to the mysteries of God. There's three areas that will manifest in your life with your seals. You will be known as a servant to the anointing, a steward to the mysteries of God, and an ambassador to the kingdom of God. In other words, you'll be an recruiter. Amen? You'll recruit. I remember when I went into jail, I shared with them, listen, I'm here as a recruiter. They're like, what? What military? What branch? Kingdom of God. How many of y'all want to join? I didn't mean here, I'm in jail. You're all in already, man. And I said this, I said, how many want to join the kingdom of God in the army, you know? I won't go any further on that one. Hallelujah. Does everybody get it? So we are servants to the anointing, stewards to the mysteries of God, and ambassadors to the kingdom of God. That's what we want to be sealed and known as. Moreover, it is required in stewards that they be what? Found what? Faithful. Come on, verse 2. Read it with me. Moreover, it is required in stewards that one be found faithful. But with me it is a very small thing that I should be judged by you or by a human court. In fact, I do not even judge myself. For I know of nothing against myself, yet I am not justified by this. But he who judges me is the Lord because of that relationship. Somebody got it? Psalm 37. Psalm 37, then one more scripture. Psalm 37 and verse 34. Wait on the Lord. You better say that one more time. Wait on the Lord. In other words, be anxious for nothing. Wait on the Lord. For what? For everything. Wait on the Lord. And keep his way, and he shall exalt you to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, you'll see it. I have seen the wicked in great power and spreading himself like a native green tree. Yet he passed away, and behold, he was no more. Indeed, I sought him, but I could not find him. Mark the blameless man. How are you going to be marked? Seal of approval. Observe the upright. For the future of that man is what? Peace. But the transgressors shall be destroyed together. The future of the wicked shall be cut off. But the salvation of the righteous is from the Lord. He is their strength in time of trouble. And the Lord shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them because they trust in him. See, can you trust somebody that doesn't trust you? No. Does everybody get that? You can't trust somebody that don't trust you. So how do you expect God to trust you if you can't trust him? Does everybody get that? Good. Don't lose it. Revelation 3. But remember, we must learn to wait on God. Wait on him. No, I don't mean stay home and twiddle your thumbs. You know what a waiter does? He serves while he's waiting. Revelation 3. There's people that are still couch potatoes. They're waiting on God. Yeah, waiting on God. Yeah. Gained 400 pounds. Can't even get off the couch now. They're still waiting on God. That person needs to fast and play. Is everybody Revelation 3? Verse 7. And to the angel of the church of Philadelphia, write, these things say he who is holy, he who is true, and he who has the key of David. He who opens and no one shuts, and shuts and no one opens. Yes. I know your works. I see, I have set before you an open door, and no one can shut it. For you have a little strength, have kept my word, and have not denied my name. Indeed, I will make those of the synagogue of Satan, who say they are Jews and are not, but lie. Indeed, I will make them come and worship before your feet, and to know that I have loved you. Because you have kept my command to preserve, I also will keep you from the hour of trial, which shall come upon the whole world to test those who dwell on the earth. Behold, I am coming quickly. Hold fast what you have, that no one may take your crown or your seal. He who overcomes, I will make him a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go out no more, and I will write on him the name of my God, and the name of the city of my God, the New Jerusalem, which comes down out of heaven from my God. And I'll write on him my new name. Look at all the seals that's coming. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Again, I want to share with you that there is a seal of approval. It starts with discipline. We must continue to fight. We must continue to war. Anybody that's not in a battle becomes a casualty. Amen. That's why we learn warfare. That's why we learn discipline. That's why we learn obedience. Obedience is learned by suffering. Amen. You're going through trials. Count it all joy. No matter what you're going through right now, if you stay disciplined, I'm telling you, God will seal you with the approval, whether you're in business, whether you're a mother or you're a father, whether you're a child going to school, whatever is happening, God is trying to get a seal of approval upon you so that he can release what he has for you. Does everybody understand it? There is no releasing without a seal of approval. Is everybody okay? Praise God. Lift your hands to heaven and thank him. Father, we give you all our glory, honor, and praise, and we thank you, Master. We thank you. We love you. We exalt your holy name. We surrender all to you. And we ask for your forgiveness of every area where we have fallen short. Where the things you've asked us to do, we were led astray. We ask for the washing of the blood. And we ask that you'll grant us another opportunity in those areas. That we may be disciplined, steadfast. Be willing to do whatever it takes to get your approval and your release. Jesus, thank you for paying the price. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for truth. And thank you, Dad, for loving us unconditionally. Because when we're faithless, you're faithful. And to Jesus be all the glory. And everybody said, amen. Be blessed and get sealed.